Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Joined by Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Strategic Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee. And Dean, good day to you. And I know that you are, you just got out of a meeting?
Yes, we did, Phil. Just moments ago, we came out of a meeting, our coordinating and steering committee, after we had been informed that baseball and football, and you probably know more about this than I do, Phil, but we have been informed that baseball and football, as well as hockey and basketball, have been played on a professional level since the attacks on the Afghanistani people commenced. And I'm very offended by that. I'm very hurt. I'm very troubled and offended.
What is troubling and offensive by where the country is playing professional baseball and basketball and football and hockey to try, in the words of the president, to return to some normalcy?
Yeah, I know, and I've heard that comment made by the president, and of course we all want to, you know, it's not really anything we want to make too huge of an issue out of, but we're very offended that while the Afghanistani people are being pummeled with bombs, baseball and football is being played, which of course are games that we think are gratuitous forms of human conflict in light of what has happened.
By gratuitous forms of human conflict, are you saying that the playing of professional baseball?
And Phil, let me interrupt you, because it's not just professional baseball. I just got word from one of my staff aides that, and again, you're probably better at this than I am. They play football in college. Is that correct?
Yes, they do.
All right, then the word is correct, and you can give that to Carrie. Then we did get correct information that they're playing college football contests?
Yes, sir, every year.
Well, and they do this every year, I understand, but this is happening at a time when what we consider to be an excessive show of force by the United States on the Afghanistani people is occurring, and we think that these games... And college football, I didn't know that. And I'm going to have my staff double-check that.
Well, I can assure you they do play football in college, and they are playing football at this particular time. And you find that offensive?
Well, we are, Phil, in the Northern California Strategic Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee and ancillary committees, Northern California Lower Colon Irrigation Committee is also deeply offended by these events. And when you put all of this together, you are reminded, and I'm reminded of being a 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy. I even remember being 16 and 17 and standing there and waiting for them to choose sides. They would pick players to play on a baseball game, and what they did was they'd have you line up.
No, I know how they did it. You'd line up, and then there'd be two captains, and they'd pick you, right?
That's right, and I never got picked, and I remember being angered by that and hurt and offended because actually one of the teams chose to play with only 8 players that picked me. Colleges are places of learning, and there is no place for warmongering activities on campus.
Well, this smacks of a Vietnam era style, removal of all militarism from college life. But I've never heard of baseball, basketball, football, and hockey all grouped together as games of gratuitous human conflict that are offensive, especially during a time of war. I mean, our country was at war in World War II.
Well, let's clarify, Phil. I'm not talking about World War II. That was a cabal of capitalist nations fighting each other for the spoils of the post-monarchical 20th century industrial phenomenon. I'm talking about right now the imperial power of the United States brought its full weight brought against the Afghanistani Nani people. And what this could mean, we are terribly troubled by this. And, I remember when I was a kid and I didn't get picked to play baseball, and now the very people who didn't pick me are most probably directing our murderous bombing campaign on the Afghanistan Stanani people. To me...
Okay, I gotta interrupt here, okay? I've been listening to phone calls like this for 2 weeks.
Now, Phil, let me finish.
No, I'm not going to listen to the murderous bombing campaign against the Afghanistani people and this nonsense. We've made it very clear, okay?
Bill, if I could finish, this is not nonsense at all. This is an absolute, when you look, the kind of competition inspired by games of violence, creates the very atmosphere that has allowed for the bombing of residential caves in and around the Kabul area. My personal choice would be to play these games to a tie, but I can't say anything.
Well, let's get off of football. Let's talk about what you're talking about. You're saying that our playing football and basketball and baseball has inspired what you call the murderous bombing of the Afghanistani people, which I couldn't disagree with more, and I think it's been articulated by our president. I need to give our phone number out. Dean Wheeler is with us. He is from the Northern California Strategic Nonviolence Cultural Impact Committee. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You're asking for, in your press release, that all of these basketball and football games cease?
Yeah, well, whatever they're playing, we don't want them to play. We're offended, we're deeply troubled, and every time I turn my TV on and I see a basketball or a hockey ball game, I'm offended, and I'm very offended, and I'm very hurt. I think that one thing we need to understand is that, first of all, Phil, I have great experience in the athletic background.
Well, you just said you weren't even picked for baseball. You were talking about your experiences as a child.
No, but as a result of those experiences, I'd like to say, and I'm very proud of this, that I was the one who pushed through the rule in T-ball for young children that there is no scorekeeping, that kids who play T-ball, that we will keep no score, so that the children can play and not be offended by losing. Because it's deeply offensive to have another team run up the score on you.
So you're one of the people that did that. You know, my daughter plays basketball, and they don't score in that game either. It's just for fun. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, fortunately, Phil, you're not running things. You know, I was one of the people who pushed that through.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I don't care how old the kid is. Let them keep score.
Do you enjoy what's happening to the Afghanistani people?
No, I don't enjoy what's happening to them. Are you trying to tell me it's because they used to keep score at T-ball? Are you trying to...
I think there's a direct link between the murderous bombing of the Afghanistani people and the brutality, the life-stealing brutality of baseball and tennis. And I think...
Baseball and tennis? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to take a phone call here. We have Elaine. Elaine, go ahead.
I can't stand it, Phil. You have to get this man off the air. He is a loser. He's a
major
bully.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
Yes, you are.
Oh, really? Why? Why is that?
Because the pivotal moment
of
your life was when they'd rather play with eight people than to pick your sorry butt to be on their team.
You know something, Elaine? We are offended by the fact that the Dallas Cowboys, I don't even know the name. What is it called?
Dallas Cowboys.
Do they play football?
Yes.
Duh.
Oh, well, you know, Elaine, I don't play. Maybe you do.
No, I don't have to play football,
do you
my
play
darling,
football?
But I'll tell you what.
Do you play football?
Do I play football?
Yeah.
No.
Because I think it'd be very unusual for a woman to be involved in a sport like that.
Listen,
I'm offended.
You're worried about the Afghanistan. Everybody in the world today is offended.
You know,
offended. Everybody has such delicate feelings.
Why are you hostile?
Because...
Are you a golfer?
I know that 6,000 people were killed in the World Trade Tower, and you're not worried about what the Afghanis were doing.
That was a terrible occurrence, what happened in New York. I don't doubt that. I feel for not only the people who died on those planes, but also the men who mistakenly flew them into those towers.
Mistakenly? What they were aiming for?
I think that they were misguided individuals. You know, you have a lot of hostility.
Listen to your California speak.
Do you come from California? Oh, it's California speak? All of a sudden, warmongering.
You're disturbed. You're upset.
I'm extremely.
Have you ever tried being a man?
Let me ask you a question, Elaine. Is your hostility from the fact that you play sports, golf, for instance, or anything?
I do play golf, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me because you're extremely hostile, and I'm offended by that.
You're offended by everything, sir, but what we're trying to determine here, you've tried to tie in keeping score at T-ball as the reason for warmongering. You say that the very people who didn't pick you to play baseball as a kid are probably directing our, quote, murderous bombing campaign on the Afghanistani people.
Well, I stand by those comments. I stand by those comments.
Right, but you're a wuss, and thank God.
Well, you know, you can call people names. You can call, you know, there's an old saying that the children use, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
Do you believe that to be true?
Your words don't hurt me, but
no.
You do offend me. Your anger offends me, and the fact that you don't feel for the
Afghanistan
people.
Why don't you go over to Afghanistan teach the little children?
They're not allowing plane flights in there right now.
Instead of becoming warmongers themselves, why don't you teach them to play T-ball?
Do you watch football? Do you watch football?
Occasionally.
Yeah, okay, this proves your attitude.
Because she watches football doesn't necessarily mean she's violent.
Look at her. This is a woman.
Who loves her country, sir.
I think that you're extremely butch. yeah, you probably got highly developed calves. And I bet you look really stupid in those golf socks you wear.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is with us, and he is talking with us here about what he considers to be the murderous bombing campaign of the United States against the Afghani people, and how it's inspired by football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. They are calling for a suspension of all sporting events until our warmongering ceases. Dean is with the Northern California Strategic Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And for me, that has always been a terrible event.
Look, we are back with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee, and I don't want to minimize your feelings. You are emotionally traumatized right now, correct?
I really am, Phil, because I had seen some highlights of some of the baseball, and for me, it's just very traumatic to watch baseball and football. I think is so brutalizing to the soul and to the spirit, it offends me.
And you're really sad and crying because you watched highlights of the Dallas Cowboy. Hey, I cried, too, because I had money on the Redskins, you know?
Thank you for your attempted humor.
Okay, look, if you are really upset about football and baseball inspiring violent reaction against the Afghani people, why don't you just not watch it yourself?
Not enough. We need to have all people. Phil, I don't even think that playing sports for a score is fair. I think you should just play to a tie, and that way you're creating a nurturing, soft, and resilient environment and not a warmongering statement. Every time we play professional sports in America and play the game to a conclusion where one team wins over another,
yes,
that creates intolerable suffering for the Afghanistani people. And more blood flows in the rivers and valleys of Afghanistan.
There's no connection between the National Football League and the Afghanistani people.
But it inspired those individuals who would drop huge bunk-busting or bronco-busting bombs. I don't know what they're called, bunker-busting. It makes them want to drop the bombs. And I'm offended, and I'm deeply offended and troubled.
All right,
You don't know what to say, do you?
Not really.
You're a little confused. I mean, because I can sense it.
Yeah, I'm a little confused because your comments bespeak a man more hurt by his experience with sports than actually feels, you know, that it's bad for the rest of the culture. Katie on the Phil Hendry Show, go ahead.
I just cannot believe this guy. This has nothing to do with anything. We live in America so that people can make their own choices. Not so that everyone can make choices,
Katie,
for other people.
Katie. Do you
watch? You are just totally outrageous.
Why am I outrageous when there are thousands of Afghanistani people being hurt?
Ooh.
Then why don't you go move to a country where...
I don't want to. I live here. First of all, I live in Northern California. We live in Mill Valley. It's very beautiful. We belong to a wheat co-op.
Great for you.
Well, it's part of our way of trying to give back to the earth what we have raped from it.
Then do that, but it's not your right to choose it for other people.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
It's not your right to choose what other people do. It's not your right to decide if everyone else scores.
Am I to believe the world? What is it called? The World Series?
Yes, the World Series.
Is that going to be played soon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you realize how that is like a rape? That's rape.
How?
Because the people who invented the World Series are the very people who invented the kind of gunships that are raining death.
That just shows me what an uneducated and naive person that you are.
Because you
have no clue. If you don't even know what it is, how do you think that you have enough intelligence to talk about it? If you don't know what it's called and you don't know anything about it,
why do you think you
get to do anything about it?
I stood there as they didn't pick me for softball.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't realize how to play.
Not
every person in the world. I never got played to pick sports, but big deal. I moved on from that. I'm not 7 years old anymore.
Well, you're a girl, Katie.
I'm a girl, and what does that mean?
Well, since when do girls get picked for sports? I don't understand what you're saying.
Girls get picked on sports all the time.
Girls play sports. They have baseball teams and
they have professional
all that.
Leagues now.
No, I mean...
Welcome to the 21st century.
No, I'm talking about when people sit and watch TV. Do you play on sports that they watch on the TV?
I don't play sports, period. I do other things.
You know, Katie, I want to tell you a story. When I was a boy, they finally picked me for baseball. I took the
The bat.
The bat, yes. I'm sorry. And I hit a ball. And I ran from home plate to what I thought was first base. It was actually third base. And they laughed and they laughed. I'll never forget it.
You ran from home plate to third base?
Yes.
Did you not pay attention in any practice or any other game or any instructions?
No. It was brutal. It was more warmongering and brutal for them to laugh.
It was warmongering because they laughed at you because you didn't learn how to listen to directions and
That's
do what your
very,
coach told you?
The people that laughed at me for running from home plate to third base are the same people that would rape the Afghanistani, countryside.
You are the most unpatriotic person I've ever heard.
No, I love America if it's
part
of the earth.
No, obviously you don't.
Is America
on earth? The whole idea of America is that it's a democracy.
Every point scored in sports is a dead Afghanistani.
Oh, get out of here. Now, that's bull crap. All right, thank
exactly.
you for your call, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Get out. I will not allow you to make a every point scored is a dead.
That's right. How many points were scored in the National Football League this weekend, Phil?
I will not allow you to make that.
That's how many Afghanistanis we murdered.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Last night's game against the Skins, what was it, 10-7, Mike? 17?
Then 7. How many?
17 points.
Then that's who died last night.
17 Afghanistanis died. Well, thank God it was only the Cowboys and Redskins playing. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over here to Cheryl. Cheryl, go ahead.
I want to talk about being highly offended.
No.
Can I finish my remark first before
Cheryl,
you comment?
Cheryl, I got to ask you this, Phil Henry. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm just on a cell phone.
Go ahead.
Dean, I'm highly offended by what I consider to be your lack of patriotism and willingness to support our country. And I want to point out one thing.
Why do they play with a white ball? Excuse me, but you have an answer to the question.
I have respected listening
bowlers,
to you. May I finish my remark?
I respect bowlers because they're using a black ball to aim at white pins. And I think that is
a great
statement about the African-American, huh?
Secondly, there is something you said tonight that is very accurate.
What?
You are terribly troubled.
I would like to offer
some constructive criticism because I really think
you need
some help, Dean.
I don't need any help.
Someone should reach out to you.
The war machine of America.
Because you really are a terribly troubled man that you could take a game of T-ball among a bunch of six-year-olds and turn it into something that reflects war.
Cheryl,
may I
the
ask
war
you a
machine
question?
Of America needs to pull
Dean,
its big
Dean,
metal
would
dildo
you ever,
out of my...
Dean, would you ever commit murder?
Oh, God. Oh,
would
God.
You?
Oh, God. How dare you?
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
If someone would pick me to play on their T-ball team tomorrow, I'd back off
my
plans.
Let me finish my question.
But other than that, the war machine of America must pull its big steel dildo out of my...
Never mind.
Gee, you said you won't... You don't want to...
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Dean Wheeler in the preceding bit featuring Dean Wheeler as an activist with the Northern California Strategic Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee was actually performed by me, and I also performed me. So in that bit, you heard me doing two separate characters, myself and Dean Wheeler. The callers all thought Dean was real. That's kind of a dragnet kind of disclaimer, isn't it? That kind of encapsulates, I think, what we do in this program, and that's what we do in this program. It's the Phil Hendry Program, 1-800-449-8686. Please visit our website, philhendryshow.com, to find out more about our radio show, a very unique satirical presentation, I must say, and if I don't say it, nobody else will. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. In other words, we have to kind of do a little billboarding for the show here. That's, yeah, every little bit helps, man. And if you go to our website, you can see how you can purchase a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. Now, what is a backstage pass? Well, first of all, our backstage pass for $6.95 a month gives you live streaming audio of our radio show, or you can listen to our radio show anytime over a 24-hour period that you want to. Let's say you aren't exactly home when our show airs live in your town. Well, you just go over to the Phil Hendry Show website, and you can listen to our program at any time, 1 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m., doesn't make any difference. You get classic audio, and these are bits that go back years on our show, bits that we, frankly, we didn't even have. Some of them are sent to us by listeners. We've got, for instance, featured this month a classic flashback, the eulogy for Bob Swain. Bob Swain, the 12-inch high golfer who was eaten by a cat at the 1986 Masters. You won't want to miss that. Austin Amarca from August of 1999. Did Austin Amarca lose a Scrabble tournament to an African-American because of a Jewish-controlled media or because he's just a blithering moron? Listen to that one. There's also Bud Dickman in a rare turn of events. A caller starts chewing Dickman's ass. He is, after all, voicing his deep devotion to Dr. Laura. Then there's Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. He discusses the top 100 movie moments, but gets a little sidetracked, and when things don't go Doug's way, David Hall, our program director, intervenes. How about the Phil Hendry Comedy Players when David G. Hall joins Phil to help butcher some otherwise classic comedy bits from Saturday Night Live, Monty Python, even Full Metal Jacket? There's one of my favorites, and you can only get this if you purchase the Phil Hendry Backstage Pass. In one of the show's more ridiculous appearances, Dr. Robert Greene explains his upcoming manned Dr. Robert Greene explains his upcoming manned mission to the sun. Okay. And then, of course, Jeff Dowder shares his story of his heroic efforts in saving young Billy Hawkins from El Nino floodwaters, but having saved a life is not enough. One of these was actually as submitted by a listener of ours in the UK, Andrew, who listens to us in the United Kingdom, sent us the Doug Danger infatuation clip. You get that. You also get a 30-day archive. That means we archive 30 days' worth of shows, so you can listen to any show that you want over the last 30 days. And if that's not all, the classic bits that we feature will also include flashbacks from each day's show. We also have our Fun House, which includes our version of Asteroids called Hendroids. You can also play Whack-a-Hendry. You can play True Talent or Sack of Crap. You also get the biography of me, Phil Hendry, and all that other crap. You get just great stuff. Also, how to get our CD. We have our daily poll. Today's Phil Hendry Polls America question, the greatest single cartoon character in history. Is it the Smurfs? Is it Fred Flintstone, Porky Pig, Popeye, Elmer Fudd, George Jetson, Mickey Mouse, Woody Woodpecker, Tom and Jerry, Heckle and Jekyll, Coyote and Roadrunner, Speed Racer, Donald Duck, Clutch Cargo, Felix the Cat, Bugs Bunny, Sylvester and Tweety, Yosemite Sam, Rocky and Bullwinkle, or Daffy Duck? Who do you vote for? What do you think? All right, well, I voted for Daffy Duck, and we'll go and see exactly who is leading in the poll today as the single greatest cartoon character in history. Right now, Bugs Bunny leads the polling, but is down to 24%. Earlier in the day, it was around 30, as Daffy Duck and Rocky and Bullwinkle make a run. Also, Tom and Jerry have made a late run at 7%. Coyote and the Roadrunner, though, still solidly in second at 12%. But Bugs Bunny's still doing very well, very handsome there, at 24%. So please log on to philhendryshow.com, get your backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. And that's all the audio, all the classic audio, all the archived audio, all of the classic bits, stuff that you would not ordinarily hear on our program because perhaps you're a new listener and you don't know some of the stuff that's gone on here for years. It's all there, philhenryshow.com. By the way, the preceding bit featuring Dean Wheeler with the Northern California Strategic Nonviolent Cultural Impact Committee, a little bit of an homage to our friends in Northern California and also those who work at the Northern California Lower Colon Irrigation Committee. So what's new? Well, weird stuff. I believe I was reading the news properly, and we can certainly take your phone calls at 1-800-449-8686. I believe I heard correctly when I heard Senator Tom Daschle say that the strain of anthrax that had been mailed to his office was, in point of fact, very pure and very refined. Now, if you know anything about anthrax, in order to get anthrax to an inhalable form, you have to refine it to the point where the spore is small enough to be inhaled into the windpipe, and that takes what they call weaponizing it. And you have to have the sophisticated means and ability to do that. And I've heard speculation that one of the entities that would have that kind of sophisticated means to weaponize anthrax from simply its cutaneous infective form, which is the form of anthrax that affected that poor little kid in New York, who, thank God, is going to recover and recover very well. To weaponize it, you move it from that cutaneous form to the form that you inhale, and then that becomes a form of anthrax that produces a poison in your body, and then you're very sick. One of the entities that can do that is Iraq. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were to find out definitively that Iraq was involved in producing that form of anthrax that we're talking about and had something to do with its delivery to the United States, then I would say, I hear they're looking around for nuclear weapons over there. Why don't we give them a few? Why don't we drop a couple in their lap? Now, am I saying that because I'm serious? Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. What do you think of that? In other words, if you find out that this guy Hussein has actually delivered anthrax to someone who had in turn delivered it to our country, what do you think the appropriate response would be? Sit down and negotiate it with him? You know what the appropriate response is? It starts with, and it ends with, oops. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. So there's that. Gasoline dropped 20 cents a gallon over the last month. I do not put that good juice into my wife's. I will not put that 91 or that whatever that is, that 92 juice into my wife's SUV, because that gas pig that my wife drives will now only get 87, and that's tough if it pings going up the hill. She said to me the other day, we were going up the hill, one of the kids' football games, I think, and we're coming over the grade there in Camarillo, and she says, listen to the engine pinging. Yeah, well, it's going to be pinging, honey. Oh, what are you talking about? I said, well, I put 87 juice into this. I put 87 octane into this. Oh, Christ, what are you talking? No, I'm not putting anything in there other than 87. It can ping all at once. And you know, you want to know something else? I was able to fill the tank on this pig for under $40. So how about them apples? I've never been able to fill the tank in my wife's car, and I'm talking about the gas tank literally on her car, for those of you who think in some filthy vein. I've never been able to fill the tank in my wife's car for less than $50. That's $50. And I'm very proud to say that I found a $1.47 someplace and juiced it up for that at 87 octane. The price of gas dropping, and why wouldn't it? You can't answer that question, can you? No, I can't either. 1-800-449-8686. Rob, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Rob? Is
Phil?
He there? Yeah, hi.
I'd tell you, first of all, that I thought your bit was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thanks. And, Dean Wheeler of the Northern California thing?
Yeah, well, when I first started listening to it, I was outraged. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Chris Baker. But as I listened more and more, I said, this is...
What do you mean that was Chris Baker? I know Chris Baker. He's never said that.
No, he says it all the time.
He says he's outraged?
Yeah,
he must be
time.
Saying it with his tongue planted firmly up someone's cheek. Okay.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Anyway,
he's a wonderful guy.
As, as I listened more and more and more, I said, this has got to be some kind of prank, like a Jerky Boys kind of thing.
No, the Jerky Boys make out calls. We get clowns to call us. But thank you for your compliment. 1-800-449-8686. Tim, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil.
Hey, man.
The question I got is,
are there
different strains of anthrax, or like, is it like a germ, like this kid who got it and is recovering, can he be affected by anthrax again?
Oh, that's a good question. You mean, can you get immune to it?
Yes.
It's a bacteria. It's not a virus. So the being immune to a bacteria, I don't know if that's, do you do that or do you not? It's a really good question. But it is a bacteria, which means it can be treated with an antibiotic, which is the good news, because if it's a virus, that's a little bit tougher thing to fight. And when you say different strains, you know, I don't know the answer to that, other than I know that there is the inhaled form, which can produce a poison, which can, you know, replicate in the body and become very dangerous. And then there's what they call cutaneous, which is the skin version, which I hear, from what I've been hearing, is not near as virulent and is able to be contained a little bit. Like that little baby, I don't know how long the child had it, but the kid's okay. And I think it was like a week before they finally were able to diagnose it.
Yeah, I just heard from a military friend. He goes, there's just so many different strains of it.
You can be inoculated.
You
know what? You can be inoculated against it. You can be inoculated against it because we know our troops have had vaccines.
Yes, he told me that.
Right.
He's got his shot and he's ready for a booster, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, thank you for your time. If you find out some information, just...
All right, I'll lay it out on the radio, man.
Hey,
whether it's right or wrong.
Phil.
Okay, man, thanks. Yes, your anthrax clearinghouse. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over now to Kent. Hi, Kent. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. I wanted to talk about the gas prices. You said you didn't know why they went down, and it's pretty pretty simple. With constant supply and decreasing demand, laws of supply and demand will always have prices.
Oh, wait a minute. With a war scare, why didn't the oil companies artificially manipulate the price?
Because they never do that.
Oh, they never do that. Well, you know, every time the price goes up, you hear people talking about that.
Well, they do.
Or, let's go to the second favorite theory. With a war scare, why didn't the government raise the price and then put it off on the Arabs and say they were doing it?
Because the government does not control gas prices in the
United States. The government doesn't control. You see what I'm saying, Kent? In other words, the gas prices just went down because they went freaking down, and you're right. You bring up a very good point. Maybe there isn't all the time manipulation of prices by the Jewish media cabal. Maybe it's just freaking prices going up and down because of supply and demand, you know?
I think that. Hey, can I say one thing about a bit you did
while
ago?
Go ahead, man.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I almost drove into a freeway overpass called All You Can Eat Negro.
And oh, yes.
If you did all those voices, my hats are off to you 100%.
All of your hats? All right, yeah, we did all of those. Thank you.
All right.
All right, pal. It's about a five-year-old bit, but hey. I always like it when people come up to me and say, the funniest thing you ever did was in 1983 when you quit the business. That was just... 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. There were three members of the leadership of Hamas, which is a Middle East reported terrorist organization, and three of those leaders of Hamas have turned up dead over the last 3 days. I think there have been three would have been characterized by Palestinian leadership assassinations of Hamas leaders over the last 3 days. Again, Hamas, a terrorist organization that has not exactly come up as a strong candidate in any of the events that have transpired in the United States. Obviously, Al-Qaeda has been mentioned, but Hamas has done its thing in the Middle East for a lot of years, along with Hezbollah, and then, of course, other sort of adjunct quasi-terrorist organizations. But Hamas is one of the more prominent, and over the last 3 days, three of them have met their end. one in a car bomb, the other shot from the rooftop of his home by a sniper, and yet another yesterday blown up in his own home. And we here at the Phil Henry Show just feel so terrible about that. Just feel so bad. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Fredo on a Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, man.
Great show, by the way. I tried to listen to you every evening, though.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I just got some information about the anthrax.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there has been some articles sporadically in the news, but the media doesn't seem to take after that. And it is like, I mean, you guys are always like looking into Iran, China, Russia, and all that by being the major producers. But 90 miles down south in Cuba, they have one of the biggest industries about, you know, chemical weapons. And this has been documented.
Let's get the Cubans into it then.
Yeah, because then it's so easy. I mean, I don't think that I'm going to be mailing that stuff from Iran or any of these places when they could get it so cheap and so close from, I mean, down the street.
And now, is Cuba, the Cuban connection with anthrax, it again necessitates a serious capability. And you say Cuba's got that capability.
Oh,
we know Iraq
is
the United Nations is aware that Iraq has this kind of capability, has this kind of production capability. And Iraq has kept UN inspectors from seeing this. I mean, Iraq's got an operation that they're keeping really under hat. So naturally, they're drawing a lot of attention to themselves. Now, Cuba, you say, though, has got this capability.
No, but it is documented by the government, and there has been some articles, and then I've seen
by the government.
It is documented by the government, and but so, for some reason, the media doesn't take after that. It's only like in some of the Spanish stations.
Well, I think it's because we can't stand all of you Cubans, I guess. I don't know what
okay.
it is.
I mean, I love you guys.
No, I know.
No hard feelings.
Are you Cuban?
Yeah.
I know that Fredo, the anti-Castro Cuban community in Miami is really vociferous. You're really vocal. You're really pissed, and you're really angry at Castro. And I know you guys want him out of there, and you cats have been known to say some pretty wild things when it comes to him, just so we'd sort of get our attention scattered maybe to Cuba, where it might best be focused elsewhere. Now, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No, not at all. I mean,
you wouldn't make us look at Castro when the real
guy, believe me.
You wouldn't make us look at Castro when the real culprit is Hussein, would you?
Okay, what was Castro in May? I mean, what was Castro in May? He went through all those terrorist countries, and then what was his speech? I mean, you all guys got it that he says that between his country and their country, they were going to kneel down United States. And I mean, everybody thinks Castro is great, a world crazy. And then in the meantime, I mean,
all right,
they got all these chemical plants on there.
Then we
got
to go look at him. I mean, it's just, and I'm not calling you a liar, man. I'm just saying I know how polarized things are in South Florida when it comes to Castro. But hey, why not? Why not look at him too, okay? He's just another nut in a bad-looking Army surplus uniform. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.